Now it's 8:54 on Breakfast. Now we're talking about the cow parade to Neil there just a few minutes ago. And do you remember it? If you don't, they were model cows. They were decorated with different motifs and patterns, and they went on display around Derry in 2012. But now two of them appear to have been left abandoned at the back of a building in Ebrington. Now initially the aim was to give the cows back to the community groups which designed them, and one of the groups involved at the time was Polish Abroad, and Evelina O'Donnell is a committee member. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just tell us what the Polish Abroad cow was like.
Polish Abroad cow was actually called Murior, and she was a cooperation of Hungarian and Polish artists that created the cow together. There were people from our organization, from Polish Abroad, chosen that were painting it together with two Hungarian girls. And it was actually Eastern European cow, you could call it like that, because it represented different symbols and folk designs from all Eastern European countries. Our cow was very different. You probably remember it. That was the only one with a big patch of green grass in front of it, and it was lying. And it was a lying cow. It was really beautiful. It took weeks to complete that project. And
a lot of work went into it then?
Oh, a lot of work and preparation and all lacquer in it. I'm not going to put you through it. I kind of know the process very, very well because my husband, Sean O'Donnell, created Clover Patch Cow for some other community group. So I know it takes about 3 to 4 weeks and a very hard work to create something like that.
So how did you feel then when you learned that your cow is now being left sitting at the back of an empty building in Ebrington?
You know what? I found out over the phone from one of your reporters last night, and I was actually quite shocked. And then I contacted head of our organization, and she told me she only found out herself 2 days ago. And we don't know actually what happened, because the intentions were good. What happened last year in May, William McCormack, who is ILEX project support officer, contacted our organization, and he was willing to return the cow. Seemingly the idea was that all the cows will be returned to their groups, to community groups. But because it was approaching at that time to Ubudu Festival, the girl from our organization said, look, it will be better if it's just going to be displayed on such a big festival in the city. So Derry City Council picked up the cow, and it was displayed in front of one of the tents during Ubudu. And it was lovely. And then we understood, which was agreed, not with me, but with the head of organization, that it will be kept safe. And it will be displayed for various events and festivals during the year for the future. We just thought and assumed, I would say, like the other organization, like the other community group that owns Clover Patch, that it will be kept in Ebrington in that safe kind of building on the left-hand side where they were at the start. And we never, ever thought that they're going to be abandoned there. But maybe now, whenever the company went into liquidation, maybe they have no funding to keep it. We don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of an unknown quantity. You sound pretty angry, though.
Yes, it is. You know what? It is even more upsetting because there is funding for something like that, which is art, and it's happening quite often. There is so many talented people in the city, and when they get a chance to blossom, they work then or gets displayed once or disappears, or there are people from all over the world or Europe brought to create something in the city, and we're forgetting about our own talented artists. Cows like that are similar cows at the moment are displayed all over London. I was in London 2 weekends ago, and they are everywhere. They're so well kept, looked after, put on stands. Why something like that can't be just put, I don't know, in some kind of glassy box to protect it from the weather, or put in some nice place in the city for the future to show that we have this beautiful traditions and symbols in the city. Like, for example, the Clover Patch cow was representing ladies of Shared Factory. Mm-hmm. Shared Factory is so important for our city. And now this beautiful design is getting destroyed in the rain and wind, and you know, it is very, very upsetting. I'm sure those ladies from Northwest Quilters are feeling exactly the same what we feel, but are going to investigate as an organization. We're going to make phone calls and find out what actually happened.
It's going to go on. Evelyn, you're done. I'm so sorry. We're right out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. And just to let you know as well, we did try to contact Ilex for a comment on this issue, but so far they haven't got back to us. So we'll bring you a response when we get it. But if you do want to see a picture of the cows and where they are, you can see it on our Twitter at BBC Radio 4. That's it from Breakfast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.